اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Well, today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. This prominent Egyptian reciter was born in 1905. And passed away in 1978 at the age of 73. He is entitled Malikul Qurra, which means the king of reciters. He had a unique voice. He recited the Quran in a particular fashion, employing the Arabic maqamat to illustrate the words of Allah to the listener. He moved easily between maqamat and never went off tone. Many famous reciters were influenced by the style of this prominent reciter, such as Sheikh Ahmad Nu'ayna, Sheikh Raghib Mustafa Ghalwash, and Sheikh Hamdi Zamil. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, is interested in his recitations and has invited Quran reciters to follow his style. Now let's listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Qasas, verses 23 and 24, recited by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما ورد ما وَوَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهُمُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا قَالَتَا لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى
Yeah. العظيم انا عندي 60 سنه النهارده بقيت 20 سنه غير
فسقي لهما ثم تولي الى فقال رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير صدق الله العظيم
كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب الله.
Dear audience, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 23 and 24 of Surah Al-Qasas, recited by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Mustafa Ismail is reciting the method of recitation of Hamza, the Qira'ah of Hamza. It could be, I'm not sure if it's Khalaf or Khalad. It could be either one. But for the most part, Egyptian reciters use Riwayah of Khalaf on Hamza. And there are certain signs. The most obvious one is the sect. For example, Ma Amadiyana. Sect means making a pause and then continuing without taking a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this is sect. And we have it whenever, especially whenever there is a saken letter followed by a hamza. Okay? For example, al-ard would be pronounced like this. Al-ard. Of course, in continuation, not on stopping on the word. If you stop on the word, you should do just like tasheel. Min al-ard. Qudhi al-amr. Or for example, in Surah An-Nazi'at, مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِيَنْعَامِكُمْ. Hamza reads وَلِيَنْعَامِكُمْ with tasheel at the end, if you stop on the word.
Yes.
Okay, tasheel takes place. Otherwise, you have to do sect. So this was one sign, sect. Another sign, which is rather strange, is the word Yuz, the sod is pronounced like a zay with tafkhim. Okay, this takes place whenever the sod is sakin or whenever it has a kasra. Okay, for example, in Surah Al-Hamd, Hamza reads it. Actually, I'm not sure if Khalaf at least reads it like this. Ziratalladhina na'amta alayhim. This is Khalaf and Hamza.
That's somehow odd.
That's just like I said, it's really strange. Yuzdirarriya. Actually, it makes it easier when you pronounce, because Siratalladhina is a lot more difficult than saying Ziratalladhina.
But the word has changed, actually.
Okay, it's something in between a Sad and a Zay. It's not exactly a pure Zay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about common points of tajweed, if you agree.
Let's just mention a few more differences, and then we'll go to the common points. We have imala a lot in Hamza. Fasaqi, tawalli, tawalli ila dhil. These are imala. Imala means that it's 50% fatha and 50% kasra.
While in Hafs an Asim, it's pronounced like an aliful mad.
A normal aliful mad, just like the fatha doubled. But in imala, it's halfway between an aliful mad and ya'ul mad. Okay, now let's talk about some of the other rules of tajweed are the same. We also had another difference. We had min dunihumum ra'atayn. In Hafs, it's dunihimum ra'atayn. But in Hamza, the ha has a dhamma. So it's dunihumum ra'atayn in Hamza, just like the way Sheikh Mustafa Ismail recited these verses. We have tafkhim of ra in the phrase dunihumum ra'atayn. Of course, I'm reciting in Hamza. I just recited this phrase in Hamza, just like Mustafa Ismail.
And you're talking about common rules now.
Yes, the common rules. Im ra'atayn. The ra has tafkhim. It means you have to read it with velarization. The ra should be velarized. And velarization means the back of the tongue is raised toward the velum.
Or practically, we can say we pronounce it with the full mouth.
Yes, ra, ra.
Ra.
There's no pharyngealization. We only have velarization. Yes. We don't say ra, ra. That would be too much tafkhim.
And yeah, that's difficult.
That's only for the letters of istirla. Okay, another rule which is shared among almost all the riwayat is qalqala, khatobukuma. In most qira'at, we have sukun on the ta. Sometimes in certain riwayat, instead of a sukun, there is another haraka. Okay? For example, a letter that has a haraka becomes sakin. As an example, in qalun, wahuwa is always wahwa. The ha gets a sukun.
Wahwa
al-Aziz wal-Hakim, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But in the other riwayas, it's not like that. And we have matul munfasil in the phrase tawalli ila. This is matul munfasil. In Hamza, you have to lengthen it to 6 vowel counts. But in Hafs, you have 3 choices.
Yes.
2, 4, or 5 vowel counts.
Of course, the first time you come across it.
The first time, yes. That's right. And the first time is in this phrase, in the recitation that we listen to Mustafa Ismail. The first time that you come across Maddul Munfasil is in this phrase. And so in Hamza, you have to lengthen it to 6 vowel counts, and you have the option to apply sekt or not. Okay? Reciters such as Mustafa Ismail, Minshawi, Hassan. These reciters, they usually do sekt on the long vowels, both Madul Muttasil and Munfasil. But other reciters, such as Abdul Basit, such as Kamil Yusuf, and if I'm not mistaken, Muhammad Al-Laythi, they don't apply the sekt on the long vowels.
You mean after the long vowels?
Yes, after the long vowels. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق